You heard the verdict.
I
guilty,
have.
guilty on all counts. Your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is that the that this is a important message having to do with money and politics and corruption, and of the importance of ethics and throughout the country.
Is this is it directed toward any place in specific? You know, the state government is known for you know, it's gotten a reputation for things that maybe in other places considered under the table, and in Illinois is the way they do business. Does this change things?
I think that things have been changing nationally for some time. I think that the U.S. Attorney's investigation here and now the jury deliberations and conviction sends an important message not only in Illinois but nationally about the growing importance of ethics and the growing intolerance of corruption in government.
How much attention nationally was paid to this case in particular when there are corruption cases going on and on the national level as well that seem to get a lot of national airplay?
Well, at a minimum, I think this was given a good deal of attention in Illinois and regionally, but I think it got national attention because of the U.S. Attorney's vigilance on this and how much he pursued it and because of the reputation of Dan Webb as the defense attorney.
Did the verdict surprise you at all?
No, it didn't.
How come?
Because I think that the U.S. Attorney presented a real strong case here with strong evidence, and obviously it was convincing to the jury as well.
What does it mean for people who may have worked under Ryan? Does this have implications for those who worked in his administrations and who may be working in state government now?
I think it has implications for everyone working in state government right now to let them know that what may have been perceived as business as usual for some is no longer seen that way, although I would note that Governor Blagojevich, with his new ethics laws and his pursuit of ethics, had indicated well before this trial that ethics were important and that business as usual would not be tolerated in his administration.
And yet we still hear, you know, reports of like problems to this day, and he faces a second term election battle from Judy Bartopinka, who was an associate of George Ryan at one time. What is this verdict and what does the trial mean for the upcoming election?
I think that what the verdict means for the upcoming election is to put both candidates on notice that they're going to have strong, believable stances and records on issues of ethics, that this is a issue on the agenda, important to the public, important to our whole legal system.
Does this become a campaign weapon in anybody's hands? As you mentioned, the problems with corruption knows no party bounds sometimes.
I think it'd be very difficult for either party to make this verdict their issue. I think that Governor Blagojevich the first time ran very successfully as a anti-business as usual man and as being opposed to Governor Ryan and his practices. I think it's going to be less difficult to run a second time primarily or even in large part as a anti-George Ryan candidate.
What might the voting public take from this verdict? Is this going to be a situation where you know, people see this and saying perhaps this will lead to some kinds of reforms in ethics in the future because of what happened to George Ryan? Or is it just another case of, you know, it's another crook in government who got his due and it's going to happen again?
I think that the public expects more ethics reform. I think that's why Governor Blagojevich proposed that reform and implemented that reform in his first term. I suspect that there'll be more of that the Illinois legislature will pass in the future. And I think that the public will want to give the strong message that we can't have government as usual. But I don't think that, as I said before, the verdict helps either the Democrats or the Republicans more in this state.
What kind of black eye does this give the state of Illinois in general, with several of the past governors of the state also coming under indictment and eventual conviction in at least one case?
I think Illinois has a reputation nationally as a place where there has been a good deal of political corruption, and I think, therefore, both candidates are going to be looking to put out to develop a strong ethics platform and make strong commitments with respect to ethics.
How about the legacy of George Ryan? Is this he made a reputation? Some people would say he tried to strengthen his reputation as an opponent of the death penalty, as somebody who fought for death penalty reform. Is this something that's going to leave that for naught?
No, I think that legacy is one that he will always have. I suspect that Mr. Webb will appeal this conviction and will appeal the conviction on grounds of what he, the defense attorney, sees as some jury irregularities. But I don't think that it'll leave him with a overall black eye for his record as it relates to death penalty.
So the trial may be over, but the case of George Ryan and George Ryan's future path certainly isn't
absolutely not
ending here.
Absolutely not.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Robert Rich is the director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois.